Well, anyway, the point is that there is an awful lot going on the planet, which your government, as you longtime listeners know, hides from you and has hidden from you for well over half a century, and continues to treat as is, well, its own personal property, as it were. But otherwise, and again, I cast shame and aspersions on all the mainstream media newspapers and the minor papers as well, who don't pick up this material and run at least a weekly review of some of the most extraordinary material that I have ever come across in my life, and that is found at UFOCenter.com. I mean, my goodness, Peter, these things are happening all the time, and yet they report the most tawdry and despicable human behaviors as news, and continue to talk down to people all the time, but these newspapers will not stand up and do the right thing, which is to present the reality of the world in which we live in to the fullest and best extent of their abilities, limited though they may be.
Yeah. It just stuns me that our newspapers and alleged news media cover what goes on in Hollywood with the starlets and harlots who cavort down there, and yet they leave this subject untouched. I do not understand
it. Right. Bisexual, trisexual, who's on what drug, how much weight does she lose, what's her bra size this month? I mean, you know, this is news? Come on. No. And by the way, there are some people who have criticized yours truly. Funniest thing.
I've noticed.
And one of the criticisms they throw at me is that I cover the UFO ET question, which is makes me laugh every single time. Here we are confronted, as you and I and many of our good people know out there, with probably the most important question of all time of human history.
Yes.
Are we alone? And the answer obviously is we aren't. And are we being visited? And the answer obviously is we are.
Yes.
And yet we're mocked by these alleged truth bringers and truth tellers for covering such material. Well, what the hell?
Yeah. It's bizarre.